T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to talk to Pete Rose right now. Pete Rose is the all-time hits leader. He's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Also managed. Pete, what do you know about Gabe Kapler, and how do you think he did the past 2 years in Philadelphia?
Well, I don't think he had much success. If he did, he wouldn't have got fired. Gabe is every time I watch the Phillies play, and I watch him play a lot, it seems like this guy never made a move unless he looked at a piece of paper. You know, let me tell you something about managing a baseball team. And by the way, the analytics didn't work for the Phillies. Matter of fact, the analytics didn't work for a lot of teams because I don't see how it does. And I'm going to tell you why. With these shifts that these managers put on because of analytics, when you put a shift on, you're guaranteeing or you're trying to guarantee that the pitcher throwing the ball 95 mile an hour is going to know where in the hell he's throwing it every time he throws the pitch. How many times do I watch a game and the catcher is set up inside and the pitcher pitches outside? So the analytics aren't going to work unless you have a guarantee that the pitcher is going to pitch the ball where the manager wants him to pitch it. And it just doesn't happen that many times in the world of baseball. You know, name me a team that's won a World Series in the last 5, 6, 7 years that relied on analytics. Every once in a while, guys, you're managing a baseball team, you got to manage with your gut. You know, you get a gut feeling, and you got to manage that way. That's just the way it is, because baseball is a strange game, and strange things always happen. So I don't know if you disagree or agree, but if I was managing today, I would tell them to keep the analytics upstairs, okay? Because it seems to me that's where all this comes from. You know, I've heard situations this year that general managers will actually send the lineup down to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a manager, how can you tolerate that? I mean, because if the general manager sends the lineup down and the lineup continuously fails, you're the one that's going to get your ass fired, not the general manager. You know, we had 7 openings for big league managerial jobs a month ago. Okay? So, in other words, 7 managers got let go. How many general managers got let go? Any?
Doesn't feel like it.
Yep, I get you, Pete.
Well, it doesn't, because they don't. And it's just you can't put yourself in that position if you're a manager. You can't rely on a guy upstairs making your decisions. Sure, everybody makes a decision. Bring this pitcher in, put that pinch hitter up, put that guy in for defense. That's all managing the game of baseball. But every once in a while, man, if you got a feeling that this guy's going to get the guy out and not what the book says – and what these managers do today, a lot of them, not the experienced managers, is they're scared of making a decision that's against the book. Because if you go against the book and it fails, you're going to get your ass criticized to no end. You understand that. And I think a lot of these guys today, I mean, that's why what we're doing in baseball now, I think you guys will agree, sure, you got Girardi back. You got Madden going to the Angels. But a lot of the new managers or guys that are making very little money. You know, how are you going to pay a manager $750,000 or $1 million and ask him to tell a guy making $35 million what to do? The Tommy Lasordas, the Sparky Andersons, the Tony La Russas, those people are no longer in the dugouts no more. You know, I don't know if many managers today, maybe you guys can help me out, I don't know if too many managers today could go up to a general manager and say, hey, man, I got to have a shortstop. We got to go get a shortstop. I need a closer. We got to go get a closer. I just don't think that most of the young managers have that kind of power that they can ask for something or tell the general manager to get him something. Where Tony La Russa say, I need a reliever. They would go out and give him a reliever. Sparky Anderson said, I need a power hitter. They'd go out and give him a power hitter. Tommy Lasorda wanted this. They'd go give him this. Joe Madden needed this. That's why he won the World Series a couple years, because they gave him everything that he needed. Okay? And they probably will in Anaheim now that he's out there. They'll probably go out and get one of these, you know, Derek Cole or someone like that to pitch for him. So that's where we stand in baseball now.
Yeah, Pete, I agree with you 100%. Look, you played the game and you also managed the game. My question is if Kapler was a failure, because let's be honest, that's what it was. There were expectations in Philly. They failed 2 years in a row. He gets fired, and then he gets hired as if he had did something. So I wonder if you're Buster Posey, Pete Rose, you're on this giant team. Are you looking sideways at your new manager where you're like, you didn't do nothing to get this job? Answer that for me. How would you look at Kapler coming into this clubhouse?
Well, I'd say to myself, here's a guy that the Phillies spent all kind of money to try to, you know, enhance the team, and this guy was the manager, and they didn't win. Mm. So what's wrong with Kapler? I mean, he's a nice guy, probably. I don't know Gabe. But there again, is he going to do the same thing in San Francisco? Is he going to look at a piece of paper every time he makes a move, just like you guys watch games? They bring a pinch hitter in, the pitcher out there would take his hat off, and look at something inside his hat, how to pitch this guy. What happened? What happened to the meetings before a series when you go over the scouting reports and you figure out how you're going to play a guy and how you're going to pitch a guy? Did they forget from the time the game started till the time they're in the game in the seventh inning? Hell, when I was playing, I knew what every pitcher threw. I knew what every player did as a manager of a baseball team. I don't have to look at a piece of paper that's in my hat, take it off in the middle of the diamond with TV cameras all over me to tell how I'm going to pitch a guy. If you don't know how to pitch a guy and the game started, you're lost, brother. You're lost.
Pete, I got to ask you, do you think managers should have full control over their rosters, especially in today's game? And it sounds like that's how it was in your playing days, that the manager called the shots. He didn't, you know, rely on a piece of paper.
Listen, I think the manager should be able to call the shots. However, the manager will never be able to call the shots on giving Bryce Harper $400 million or giving Trout $400 million. The manager has nothing to do with that. That's the general manager and the owner's job, okay? But the manager, he has to play whoever he thinks is the right guy for that night, and I don't want input from upstairs. I don't want a general manager who a lot of times never played a game of baseball in his life, and he's going to tell me, as the manager, what players are used in what situations. If you do that, guys, you're just looking to get fired. It's only a matter of time before you get fired when you let general manager tell you who to play and who not to play.
Pete, I want to ask you a little bit about the Nationals. You know, when I grew up watching the Yankees, you know, Munson didn't like Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin didn't like Reggie, and guys didn't get along, but they won, and I always felt like baseball chemistry's not huge. How did the Nationals win it all when essentially they got rid of their best player,
yeah,
and for all intent and purpose didn't really replace him with anybody like him?
Here's two reasons why the Nationals won the World Series. Well, three, actually. They're like Houston. They got good pitchers, okay? That starting three, they got really good. Okay, now here's something else the Nationals did. All year, they hit with two outs, and they hit with two strikes. They don't have a bunch of guys striking out 175 times.
Mm.
You know, when you got a Soto, a young player, you got a Turner, a young player, you got Rendon, who had a wonderful year, knocked in 140 runs. You know, they got guys at other positions. And they were 11 and... What were they?
15-31 or something like 16?
11-19 in,
yeah,
May, but they stuck together and they pulled together, and that's why they won. I mean, you're going to sit there and tell me the Nationals were better in Houston? I don't think you'd say that, because they weren't, but they beat them. But they beat them with timely hits. They catch the ball. They run the bases. They steal bases. They bunt them over. They do what we call small ball. Plus, they got some guys who can hit the ball out of the ballpark. So they had an ingredient that they're the only team that had that, all those ingredients. That's why they won the World Series. And, you know, Harper's a great player, but if I'm Philadelphia, I'm going to try to get him cheaper, and I'm going to go out and get me two really, 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 really good pitchers. You don't win with hitters. You can't win, guys, 5-4, 9-8, 10-9 every night. You got to win some of them 2-1 games, some of them 1-0 games, some of them 3-0 games. You can't outslug in these ballparks today with that used ball. You're just not going to outslug the opposition. It's not going to happen in the world of baseball as we see it today.
Pete, when you were manager, how often did you talk to the general manager?
Every day. Every day, but not about who I'm going to play.
What would those conversations be like?
Just, you know, what's going on in the world of baseball? If we're going good, we're going good. If we're going bad, you know, and he might bring it up. Well, what do you think about this situation? What do you think about the bullpen? And I may say, well, we could use some help in the bullpen. Okay, I'll go out and look for some help in the bullpen. But I never had a general manager come down to me, and I may have 5.5 years, I believe, and said, hey, Pete, we got to send this guy back. We're bringing so-and-so up. I never had that happen to me.
Wow.
And I wouldn't want that to happen to me because I'm in this clubhouse trying to sell my program to these 25 players, and I want them all to be on the same page. And you can't have a guy undermining you. It's upstairs 300 feet away in the air. That's just not the way it works.
Right.
But there again, you know, I was a little different personality managing Cincinnati than most guys managing in the world of baseball. It's just like when I managed the Reds, why is a player not going to run his ass off on a ground ball to the second baseman? Hey, he's playing for Pete Rose in Cincinnati, Ohio. They'd run him out of the ballpark.
Right.
So I had some advantages that other guys didn't really have. But there again, you have to be respected from your players. You have to be respected from your players. And if players think that the general manager is making all the moves and telling him who to play or who not to play, their respect went out the window. I mean, that's what I believe.
Right.
And, of course, like everybody else, I could be wrong. But I just see it happen every day in the world of baseball, and I see managers that seem like they're in charge, and I see other managers that don't seem like they're in charge. Bruce Bochy was in charge. That's why the guy won 3 World Series titles. Okay, I think you guys will agree with that.
No doubt. He
was a tremendous manager. And baseball in general will miss a guy like Bruce Bochy because I guarantee you he had the respect of those 25 giant players in that clubhouse.
Pete Rose here on 95.7 A Game. Pete, in a Giants presser today when they introduced Gabe Kapler to the Bay Area media, they talked a lot about, you know, we did our research, we got a lot of recommendations, and even the Phillies, their front office and players endorsed Gabe Kapler to be the manager of the Giants. And I just thought, Pete, why the hell would they endorse Gabe Kapler, or why didn't they keep Gabe Kapler if they're endorsing him right now?
You're right. You're absolutely right. How stupid is that?
I'm saying, Pete, what?
Organization fires the guy, then they endorse him to get a managerial job somewhere else. I mean, I don't know. Did he have another year on his contract?
No, great question, Pete. I have no idea why a team would fire a manager and then endorse him.
The Giants, because he had more years on his contract, the Phillies don't probably have to pay him. The Giants will pay him.
Right, right. Interesting.
And most, let me tell you something, guys. You guys agree with this. Most decisions made in baseball today are about money. It's all about money. That's what it's all about. I can get rid of this guy and save money doing this guy. They're back to that money ball again. And I never did agree with money ball. Money ball was great for you if you own the team. Because I'm going to develop this player, and he's a really good player, and instead of paying him the big bucks, I'm going to trade his ass away to another team. So I'm developing players for other teams.
Right.
If I'm a money ball guy.
Hey, Pete.
Does that make any sense?
You know, no, it absolutely makes sense. Yep. We're out here in the Bay Area, so we've seen firsthand the Oakland A's. Hey,
when is the last time the Oakland A's won because of Moneyball?
Well, you know what? As long as you brought it up, I'll ask you. I mean, what Billy Beane would say is he'll use the kind of the crapshoot argument. Once you get into the postseason, it's somewhat of a crapshoot, and he'll say, hey, we made it in 2012, made it in 2013, made it in 2014, made it this past year, made it the year before last. We just can't get over the hump. That's, I think, what he would say.
Why is that?
Great question.
I think he would say because we – honestly, Pete, I think he'd say because we really haven't gotten the breaks. You know, baseball's a funny game, I think he would say.
Well, there again, that other argument I don't like to hear in baseball, too, is we're in a small market. We can't succeed. Well, St. Louis is a small market, and they seem to be right at the top every year. The Big Red Machine played in a small market, the Cincinnati Reds. There's teams, Kansas City won a couple years ago. That's a small market. That's an excuse, a small market. You know, another thing about these, I forgot who the manager was, just signed, I think, with the Cubs.
Oh, David Ross.
Yeah. And him in Cincinnati. Here's a statement. How do you guys feel about this? I can't stand this statement, okay? They say about this guy or about that guy, he's great in the clubhouse. What the hell does that mean? He's a clubhouse leader. Do you win any games in the clubhouse? Do you get any saves in the clubhouse? Hey, I played on one of the greatest teams ever, the Big Red Machine. We had no leaders in the clubhouse. You got to lead on the field, not the clubhouse.
Sparky didn't lead you guys?
Well, he was a manager. He's right. Your leader. But we didn't have a player that was great in the clubhouse. Bench was great in the clubhouse. Morgan was great in the clubhouse. Perez was great in the clubhouse. Mike Schmidt was great in the clubhouse. Steve Carlton was great in the clubhouse. They were all great on the field, too.
Pete, you're great, man. And just talking baseball with you, we could do it for an hour. But I got to ask you this because you brought up this team, the Houston Astros. I'm in my living room the other night, and these allegations come out. And we know how loaded and stacked that team was. The allegations come out that they were stealing signs. As a former player, do I look at that team as cheaters, or do I say, you know what, in 17, they won the World Series, they earned it. How does Pete Rose process that story?
Well, I don't worry about that, because if they stole signs, it didn't work, because the other team won the World Series. Okay, it's just like when there was a guy on second, I was batting. Don't even try to tell me what the guy's going to throw, because you might tell me he's going to throw a low and away sinker, and he throws an up and in fastball, and I just got hit on the chin. I don't want to know. I do not want to know signs if I'm a player. I may want to know a hit-and-run sign, a steal sign, because I can make adjustments to overcome that. But as far as batting, and no sign is going to help anybody. And no signs.
Pete, they won the World Series, though, 2017. The Astros won it.
Well, they didn't win it this year, okay? They won it 2 years ago because they had such a better team. You know, just like last year, Red Sox had a great team.
Yep.
Well, they hit primarily the same team this year and finished 15 games out. Let me ask you guys one question. I'll say goodbye to you. Do you guys know what makes a good manager in baseball?
No. You tell me, because I wanted to ask you a quick question before you get off the air.
Tell us,
go ahead,
Pete.
There's one thing that makes a good manager in baseball or a good coach in football or basketball. One thing and one thing only. Good players.
Wow.
Preach. So let me ask you this.
Name me a manager or a coach that was a great manager or coach and had horseshit players.
I'm with you, Pete. I don't know. You got to have talent to win games. There's no doubt about it. Really, do you not have talent to win games?
You got to have talent, and when you get the talent, you got to use it in the right way. If a manager don't have good players, hey, he's not going to win.
I'm going to ask you this, Pete, before we get you off the air real quick. At the presser today for Gabe Kapler and the Giants, Gabe Kapler kept talking about the culture, being held accountable. Then he says he wants to build people first, then baseball players second. As a former player, what do you take from that message? Because that sounds like a psychiatrist to me. I want to build people first and then baseball players second. How, as a former player, would you take that message?
Well, I don't want to hear that stuff, because I want my right fielder to hit 30 home runs and hit 300, not get 100 runs. I ain't worried about if you don't go to church. If he goes to church, God bless him. I'm not worried about creating men. I want guys who abide by the rules, abide by curfew, come to the ballpark, bust their ass for 2.5 hours, take the uniform off, come back the next day, and do the same thing. Because these are grown men with families. Why are you going to try to change the way they live their life? Worry about what they do when they're between the lines. because most of them, if not all of them, aren't going to embarrass your team in the city that they play in. And that's the way you got to look at it.
Hey,
you're always going to have guys that are going to get caught out or miss a plane or miss practice or don't run a ball out that they hit the ground ball to the second baseman. You deal with those guys one-on-one in the clubhouse. That's what you do. You can't worry about you're a big league manager for the San Francisco Giants and you're going to change the culture of the team. Because personally, I think the culture of the Giants was pretty damn good culture under Bruce Bochy.
No doubt.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, thank you so much, as always, for joining us, especially on short notice. And good luck to you. Hope you're doing well.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.